with story of the day. And so to our panellists, Simon Wilson and Carlo Mila. And really, it's time for you to tell us what you've been thinking. Carlo, you start.
Okay, well, I've been thinking about this huge announcement that they're going to now teach Aotearoa New Zealand history in schools. And I've just been thinking about how that's going to be such a challenging thing, in that it will, if they tell the truth, change the whole story of us. And thinking about what it was like for me as a young, I learned New Zealand history through my te reo teacher, Papa Sean Ogden, how learning about things like how the Public Works Act applied would recompense Pākehā people who had their land taken financially but not Māori, and all of these things that undid my idea of what New Zealand as a country was. And thinking about this particularly because of the Tuia 250 Captain Cook celebrations, and thinking about how this is going to be reenacted all around New Zealand and how that actually began. The first encounter was them shooting someone dead, and then five more over the next 3 days. And the reason why this is really on my mind is because someone just showed me what Captain Cook did in Tonga. So I'm Tongan, and he accusing Tongans of stealing, tied them to the mast, cut off their ears, cut their flesh off their arms, and subjected them to 6 lashes of a whip because of that. And I'm thinking, is that going to be reenacted? Like, when we really confront our history, then what kinds of... It just changes the great narratives that we tend to live by. So these are the things on my mind at the moment.
You can see the arguments that will arise, though, because people will be arguing about who decides on the truth and which truth we then publish.
Well, I guess that has always been, you know, I mean, Victor writes the history, right? And also what isn't taught. And, yeah, sorry, what was your question? Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking that obviously the arguments will be about who's writing the truth, whose version of the truth will actually come to play and be taught and discussed.
I think that's exactly the point.
All right.
Yeah, so, the fact that history is contested doesn't mean it shouldn't be taught, does it?
Oh, no, of course not. In fact, but the more versions, the better, right? Depending how revisionist it wants to be.
I think there are probably limits to the more versions, the better. There are some versions that we haven't been hearing that we need to hear. Versions that we hear rather a lot of that maybe we could hear a little less of.
All right, Simon Wilson, what's been on your mind?
I've been wondering how come the Labour Party got it so wrong? How does an organisation committed to social justice not know how to do the right thing when presented with allegations of sexual abuse in its ranks? It feels beyond comprehension. I've been thinking about the ways in which organisations deal with problems. You know, there are all sorts of things. There's a confirmation bias that kicks in a lot when you tend to see only the bits of evidence that confirm what you already believe. And, you know, maybe that was happening here. Confirmation bias is really common. It's what almost everyone actively engaged in politics thinks. What their party does is likely to be right, and the mistakes are not as big as the other lot say. And the rest of us are also easily gulled by it. People with views on climate change or the quality of the All Blacks or the best way to roast potatoes or the best candidate standing in the local councils right now. They're all likely to suffer from confirmation bias. There's also authority bias. We tend to believe society is riddled with it. We tend to believe that the people in authority are right. It's a way of explaining how people like Tina Pora and Arthur Allen Thomas have been convicted and reconvicted, have been thought guilty by judges and juries over the years, despite what should have been an obvious lack of compelling evidence. You know, the police said they did it, and the implication is that because the police said they did it, the police are likely to believe simply because they're the police. Something like that may have happened in this case. The party boss said it's like it is, and it takes a lot of courage and independent thinking to disagree. And remember, they're on a wartime footing too, where, you know, they are fighting a war. They will be taken down if they get things wrong, so everything they do has to be about keeping the organisation secure. It leads to very dangerous thinking, and it's a systemic thing in society. It's not just about the Labour Party.
Thank you very much, Simon Wilson. Back after the news.